What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com, getting over this voice thing, but man, I'm excited to talk about this because I was actually posting videos about my theories about going to failure, reps in reserve. My good friend Alan Aragon on X actually shared this phenomenal study done in 2020 with me showing that reps in reserve is actually all relative and we really don't know what it is. So let me explain. So basically, this study shows that less trained individuals usually underestimate their RIR or reps in reserve by 2 to 4 reps. I'm generalizing, it's different. There's decimals involved, right? Whereas experienced trainers completely underestimate their RIR or reps in reserve by 2 reps. What does this mean? This means that if you think you have 4 reps in reserve, you actually probably have 6 to even more to 8. If you think you have 2 reps in reserve, you might have 4. If you think you went to failure, you might be able to get 2 reps. And this confirms my statements that reps in reserve are complete bullshit and a horrible way to design your program. Now, this is not a knock at Renaissance Periodization. I love those guys. I'm huge fans. The contributions they've made to weight training and programming are astounding. However, I think that a lot gets confused when they say RIR as a way to, you know, program your stuff. I have trained with Mike Israetel. I have trained with Jared Feather. And these guys, when we trained legs, we went beyond failure. We were doing myo rep sets. And it was hard as shit. And I was sore as hell the next day. There were no reps in reserve. In fact, we went well beyond the threshold of failure. And that's how you build fucking muscle, guys. You don't build muscle doing the perfect namby-pamby form, doing all this, like making sure you got the perfect 72-degree angle on your fucking row. It's not how you build fucking muscle. You want to have as good a form as possible while pushing as hard as possible up to failure or slightly beyond. Because even when you're beyond failure, I guarantee you with the proper mental cue and stimulus, you can get more fucking reps. Like I've said many, many times. There's been times when I'm tapped the fuck out. There's been times when I can't do one more rep. Then back in the day, you had Big J at Big J's Extreme Fitness. You had Dorian Yates I've trained with. You have Ronnie Coleman say, come on, one more rep. They slap you. And you get another 5 fucking reps. At the end of the day, I think the main problem is a lot of people train and they don't have intensity. And they train like fucking pussies. And all people are doing is using these terms like RIR and all these different things and RPE and just fucking shut the fuck up and train. This is not a new fucking battle we've had. Remember back in the day, you had the Hodge twins and Snap City and you had CT Fletcher. And it's still your motherfucking set. We've had these debates on YouTube. I like when people, I did a fucking set. They're like, oh, you're lifting Sam Select style. Motherfucker, I've been training before Sam Select was even fucking born. Motherfucker, this is not new. This is not fucking rocket surgery here, guys. You train fucking harder, you fucking don't. It is what it is. Sam Select style. The kid's fucking 23. I've been training for 30 fucking years. Don't tell me I'm training Sam Select style. He's training my fucking style. Been doing this shit. I've been doing every fucking training methodology. Fuck. You're acting like these motherfuckers have reinvented the fucking wheel. Look, man, at the end of the day, what Mike Israetel is saying is basically what the Hodge twins said. Hey, don't do too much shit. You'll snap your shit up. Okay? Whereas the hardcore guys, like Branch Warren and shit, are like, hey, it's still your motherfucking set. And that's fine. We need to find a balance between the two. But all I see is these fucking pipsqueak nerds doing their fucking extended sets, fucking contorting themselves into these weird fucking positions, doing beyond full range of motion, tearing their fucking hamstrings off. And they're like, oh, well, this is the fucking way. And I did 2 RIR. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Just fucking train. Look, man, if you want to do perfect form, that's great. If you want to do what I do, which is fucking really good form, but you know what? I'm going to eke shit out. I'm going to unilateral. I'm going to do what it takes to take that muscle to where it needs to fucking go. You fucking do it. At the end of the day, the twins, the Hodge twins, the twin muscle workout said it best back in the early 2010s. This is only advice. You could do what the fuck you want to do. There's no right or wrong way. At the end of the day, if you train fucking hard, if you train intense and with purpose, you will make fucking gains. I guarantee you the motherfucker with 80% good form who fucking trains his fucking balls off and has no fucking idea what he's doing is gonna get better results than the fucking pencil neck fucking nerd doing fucking 2 RIR and fucking, oh, I'm doing my leg press where I'm fucking bringing my knees up to my face. I can give myself a fucking blowjob. I'm getting in such a contorted fucking position. That's my thoughts. What do you think, guys? Am I high? Am I out of my mind? Look, I'm not saying use bad form. If you've noticed, and knock on whatever the fuck material this metal fucking table is, if you've noticed, I've been training a really fucking long time. You never hear about me tearing hamstrings. You never hear about me tearing pecs. Fuck, knock on fucking knock on everything, that doesn't happen. Because I'm controlled. I have controlled aggression. I have controlled anger, controlled frustration, controlled power. That's why I'm 43 years old and I fucking got my pro card at 41 and I fucking boxed from the age of 35 to 41 and I fucking went hard and hard and hard and I kept fucking going and I stayed basically injury free. I had my aches and pains. I've been doing my thing. Most of my aches and pains are from when I played fucking football in high school and a little bit of college. That's my fucking aches and pains. If I never played football, I'd be feeling like a fucking champ right now. Boxing, I have a fucked up thumb. Weightlifting has done nothing but make me feel awesome, make me feel powerful. And you're gonna tell me that I'm risking injury? I'm not the one tearing hamstrings. I'm fucking RDLing 405 for reps. Controlled, focused. I'm not going beyond, I'm going RDL. I'm not fucking standing on fucking 10 fucking plates going beyond my natural range of motion. No, I'm being smart about it. I'm putting tension on it. But there's nothing wrong with doing exaggerated range of motion. I do that too. You guys ever seen a Jefferson curl? I do those all the fucking time. I do deficit deadlifts, but I don't do them fucking heavy. Those are more of a stretch, rehab. I'll do those to warm up. But then when I go heavy, I'm like, let me fucking figure this shit out. When I do squats, I do a box squat down to 90 degrees. When I go heavy, I tend to elevate my heels and do more of a slant board squat. But anyway, enough about that. Let's talk about MTS Way. Back in stock. Cookies and cream, ice cream sandwich, vanilla and chocolate. More flavors coming soon. We have the bundles. Same price per pound as the 5-pounder, but you get to mix and match. 2, 4, and 6-pound bundles. So you could have chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream. Chocolate, ice cream sandwich, cookies and cream. Vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. You can do whatever you want. TigerFitness.com, MTS Way is back in stock. The greatest protein ever created. You have 26 grams of protein per serving. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for watching. What do you think? I'm going to link the study down below. I greatly appreciate you guys watching. Hopefully my voice is back 100%, but hopefully you got something out of this video. I'm Mark Loblender. That's not a game.